Welcome to the Jennings Wire Online Magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Amaral Kaufman. I'm the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national PR firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a community of bloggers that share their personal experiences and wisdom gained throughout their lives. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that's just right for you. And today's guest is Mike Krause, and he knows the challenges sales leaders and business professionals face every day. He has spent more than 20 years in professional sales. Mike is the president and founder of Sales Sense Solutions, Inc., where he delivers measurable results with his clients using Fortune 500 strategies, tactics, and tools. His latest book, Smart Prospecting That Works Every Time, reached number 2 on Amazon's top sales book in March when it debuted, and it's still among Amazon's top 100 sales books. So welcome, Mike. Thanks for being here.
Oh, Stacey, I'm ecstatic to be with you as well. Thank you for having me.
It's absolutely our pleasure. Now, what is the three things that sales experts need to know that can change their lives?
You know, one of the things that I think that the top three that salespeople can do is, number one, you kind of have that attitude that you can win. It's definitely the win that you can do on that. But let me back up and actually just give you a little bit more than three, and we'll talk about the acronym of SMART, S-M-A-R-T. It's not just SMART, it stands for an acronym. So S is for solution. Today's business owner or consumer is more savvy than ever, and they want solutions. They don't just want a product or a quick fix. They're looking for long-term sustainable solutions. And I find a lot of times people are still into the old school selling where here's my products, A, B, and C, or here's my line card. How many units would you like? And that just doesn't go along anymore. Don't you agree, Stacey?
Yeah, absolutely. What are some of the other things?
Well, the A is for, the M is for measure. You have to measure your madness. A lot of times salespeople get so frustrated with themselves that they just don't give themselves a break. So if you're making 100 phone calls a day or 20 calls a day and you don't know how many decision makers you've contacted and how many appointments you've set, you're not measuring yourself. So sales will always be frustrating for yourself. For example, if you're making 20 phone calls a day and you're getting no response, maybe it's your time that you're calling. Maybe you shouldn't be calling restaurants at 12 o'clock because it's the lunch hour. I mean, these things that you can look and reflect on yourself of how are you measuring your certain performance. The A is for attitude. Mm-hmm. People need a better attitude in selling. Sales is the best career out there if you choose to have a sales career. And again, we all have choices in life. You, if you chose sales, it's a great entrepreneur or entrepreneur job, and you can make unlimited income, and you can really set your own calendar. And that's the best thing. You have to have a positive attitude because our prospects understand that if they see negativity, they know your product solution is negative as well. The R is for resilience. We have to fight through the objections. We have to fight through the challenges of making a lot of phone calls. We have to fight through this, and we have to be resilient. If we're not resilient, we're going to fail, and then that's where the frustration lies too. You have to realize that every no, you're closer to a yes, and that's really the critical element in sales is the persistence. In fact, studies have shown 8 to 12 attempts on average to get an appointment, where the average salesperson or 85% of salespeople surveyed through this Culpepper study stated they only call once. So you have to ask yourself how many calls you're really making and how resilient are you. And finally, the T is for a trusted advisor. We have to build trust, and the fastest way to build trust is to follow up. The number one reason that sales are not occurred, besides not asking, is they don't follow up. So you have to be diligent in your follow-up process to build that trust. So if you say something, do it. It just goes back to the simple philosophy. So focus on your solutions, how you're going to measure your success, have that winning attitude, R for resilience, and be a trusted advisor. That's really the critical point, is a trusted advisor.
Wow. Well, that's easy for people to remember, right? And all of those are excellent points. And I think that not only can you, apply to sales, but a lot of that stuff applies to just daily life and things in general. I mean, these are really good pieces of advice in general, I would think.
Yes, exactly. I mean, we all are faced with the day-to-day challenges, no matter what job you have or your family situation or what your kids want or the soccer practice you're trying to go to. We all have these ailments that we have to fulfill, and we want to be successful in that, and we have to be resilient, and we have to have that winning attitude, and we have to build trust with our family members and our colleagues. Trust is one of those words that are kind of used all over the place, and
right.
At the end of the day, it is important to build those trusting relationships so that you can have a better life and help others around you.
Now, Mike, why do you say that sales is the easiest profession in the world?
I think it's one of the easiest because there's always a solution or a product or need out there. You just have to figure that out, and that's what makes the job challenging. Your approach is critical, you know. So, if, in other words, if you're, again, going back to following up on emails and things like that, if you're calling after 9 o'clock, maybe you should move to 8 o'clock. I think a lot of times people don't realize how easy sales is. They just have to tweak their own habits to make it easy mm-hmm. for them. But sales can be the most rewarding and easiest, but also, to the other side, can be the most frustrating and also detriment to people.
Sure. Now, what is the number one thing that salespeople should remember about selling?
Please just follow up. And that's what makes the job easy. For example, I do a lot of consulting now, and I entertain a lot of salespeople. I, mm-hmm. know, I have them come into the clients that I'm trying to help and trying to find solutions. Not one of them so far in the last few months or even the last few years has sent a handwritten thank you note, has gone above and beyond, or frankly has followed through on the timelines that they stated they would do. So I see the embarrassing part of salespeople out there, and they just, that we have a bad name. And I think that's one of the things that people can do is follow up on what you say in your meetings quickly. And use words like when I return an email, I go, as promised, or I'll say, as this, and or as per your request. I'll make sure that they know that I'm engaged. And I send out a handwritten thank you note after every meeting, and I also send an email before I even leave the parking lot saying thank you, and here's what you stated in the meeting, and I can help you in this, and that. But salespeople they just don't follow up. 85%, again, the Culpepper studies state that salespeople don't follow up. So that's only 15% that are actually following up.
Wow, that's a lot of people out there that aren't necessarily doing their jobs. And then being frustrated, like you said, madness
yeah.
takes over.
Madness.
Because they're so frustrated that they're not getting anywhere.
Well, and we also have to look at your own life, Daisy. You know, how many times have you dealt with a salesperson and you're like, I don't even want to buy from this person. I don't
yeah.
like this at all. You know, and it's like, so I always tell people too, or advisors, and I don't want to do your job. I have a job, you know, and a salesperson, you're supposed to help the client go to the solution, not create more problems for the customer. And that's what I find a lot of salespeople do, especially in IT. They make it so complicated. No one cares what you know until you show them how much you care. And it's just a great thing. And also follow their buying process. No one really cares about you and your product solution until you understand how they're going to buy and drive to the process. And the person that is fresh in my mind that we did go with an IT solution for this customer, it was the person that was diligent in the follow-up, returning emails up to 11 o'clock at night, because that's when I do a lot of my emails as well. And he was just relentless, and that's why we went with him. He won that because of that. He didn't win it maybe because of the best product solution. He won it because he was the best person and the most engaged.
Now, Mike, what one piece of advice, and I know you already talked about following up, but what one piece of advice other than following up? I know you're reinforcing a lot in this conversation because it's so important, but what
yes.
else would you leave with our listeners today who are in sales or maybe thinking about going into sales to be successful?
Have a plan. And know your numbers. In other words, if I know that I have an average sale of $5,000 and I want to make, and I make 10% and I want to do, I want to make $100,000 this year. Let's just make this example easy. So that means I have to get $4,000-$5,000 sales or one basically a day in sales to make my $100,000 income. okay, I know that I have a 33% close ratio in appointments. That means I need to set 12 appointments every week to get my four. And I also know it takes me 500 calls to make my 12 appointments. So that means I have to be dialing 100 a day. Now, if you're diligent and you follow those numbers, you'll be successful. But you have to know your numbers to be successful.
Yeah. Well, I think that's an excellent piece of advice. I mean, that's, again, just for salespeople. I find that a lot of what you're talking about is applicable to lots of different things, again, in life. I mean, you know, if you want to get a goal, you have to know what it takes to get there. And you're going to have such and such a percentage of a failure rate. And it's those that just keep on keeping on. And like you said, be very diligent in what you're doing to try and reach those goals. So
yeah,
lots of good information. Yeah, Mike, thank you. I mean, lots of great information, not just for salespeople, but for everyone to think about and hopefully apply to your career or just life in general. We would like to let everyone know that Mike Krause's latest book, Smart Prospecting That Works Every Time by McGraw-Hill, is available on Amazon.com. He is also available for consulting. You can follow him on Twitter at SalesSense. That's SENSE, on Facebook at SalesSense. And you can also visit mdkrause.com. That's M as in Mary, D as in David, KRAUSE.com. So thanks so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Stacey. Have an awesome day.
Okay, you too. This podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm Annie Jennings PR and the creator of Jennings Wire Online Magazine, a diverse community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers that share helpful and perhaps life-changing posts and podcasts. Please enjoy more posts on JenningsWire.com and discover bloggers that might be perfect for you. Till next time, bye-bye.